You're listening to SBS News.
It's a Monday afternoon during a global pandemic, and this shopping centre in Sydney's southwest is as lively as ever. At Bankstown Central, people are busy doing their shopping, children are playing, and friends are catching up over coffees. Centre manager Anthony Wilson says shoppers are enjoying the holiday atmosphere.
It's hard to walk through Bankstown any day and not see droves and droves of people. But you could go to a lot of larger other shopping centres on a Monday to Friday, and it's fairly quiet. It's not like it is here, so there's a little bit of a buzz. It does feel a little bit different, but, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep that same sort of vibe.
At the height of the coronavirus outbreak in April, foot traffic fell by half, but quickly rebounded to more than 90% by June. With one in three people working from home, many people jobless, and restrictions still in place, Australians have been spending a lot of time in their own suburb. Many suburban businesses are flourishing amid the pandemic. Mr. Wilson says Bankstown residents have rallied around their local retailers despite ongoing concerns over the virus.
It's still on the forefront of everyone's mind, and still our shopping centre's full. When I say full, you know, plenty of traffic. I just think the Bankstown customer, number one, is very, very resilient. Number two, we have a very, very high density that live within our primary trade area. And whilst we're a large shopping centre, they treat it like their local little community shopping centre as well. So there's a lot of the regulars coming back, you know, day in, day out.
An expert in retailing and consumer behaviour at the Queensland University of Technology, Gary Mortimer, says local shopping centres are again becoming a hub for communities. He analysed data from Google's Community Mobility Reports and found visitor numbers in outer suburban areas have been much less affected than the inner cities. Professor Mortimer says the return to localism is a positive side effect of the pandemic.
Very little change, if not any decline at all, in those outlying suburban areas and high street retailing areas. As people remain in those suburbs and shop and dine locally, which I guess is good for small retailers and small businesses that have been doing it tough for some time.
In Western Sydney's Liverpool local government area, visitor numbers dropped by less than 9% between February and October. That's compared to the national average of a 20% drop. Deke Johnstone is the manager of the Warhammer store in Liverpool, which sells a tabletop war game where players control miniature models of warriors. He says in-store activities, such as teaching people to paint and build their own models, have been disrupted due to restrictions. However, sales have been going strong during the pandemic.
This hobby is perfect for when you're stuck at home, so you build and paint your toy soldiers and models. Yeah, lots of new people, lots of customers we hadn't seen for a long time have actually returned and come back. So, yeah, it's been really good.
But COVID-19 has taken its toll on other local businesses, some of which are struggling to make ends meet. At LS Bakery, a family-run Baltic bakery, business is down by around 40 to 50%. Founder Zivko Dilevsky says the period over December and January is usually a busy time for the shop, but not this year. He says many customers have chosen not to celebrate the European tradition of Name Day due to COVID-19.
There's a lot of name days. A lot of Serbian and Macedonians celebrate Name Day, so they order stuff, but not as much as last year or the year before. The year before we had probably whole book of orders. This year it's not even half full. So that's the difference.
The baker says small businesses are struggling to compete with major shopping complexes like the nearby Westfield Liverpool.
We are on the open street here. Westfield, more people go there. Especially if it's hot or cold or rainy. So they're doing better when it's bad weather. We're doing worse when it's bad weather. You know, even that it's much more expensive there. You know, so the big shopping centres do better than us.
Sabi Aldumani is the owner of Carpe Diem Cafe and Restaurant. The cafe still has regulars that come every day, but has lost non-local customers who used to visit from the city and other areas. Mr. Aldumani says these days, even locals are less likely to sit down for a coffee.
There's a lot of people working from home. People aren't coming out as much. People are scared. I think they just come, do what they got to do and go home.
Liverpool resident Michael Kernett is one worker who has found himself stuck at home this year. The sheet metal worker is now employed on call as work became less busy during the pandemic. When he does go out, Mr. Kernett says he's happy to support local businesses.
Keep it local.
You've got to support the locals.
It's nice to go somewhere else about every blue moon, but yeah, just pretty much Liverpool, yeah.
With more people likely to work from or near home in future, there are calls to make the suburbs more attractive places to live. Professor of Urban Planning at the University of Sydney, Nicole Gurran, says it's too early to predict whether there will be a dramatic shift from city to suburban living. She says the challenge for urban planners is to design suburbs that replicate the desirable conditions of inner cities. That means creating more walkable neighbourhoods filled with street life, coffee shops, local retailers, and open spaces. Professor Gurran says people should be able to meet their daily needs within a walkable distance from their home.
We've had for a long time terminology describing suburbs very disparagingly as dormitory suburbs, literally places that you sleep and eat and then you commute into the city for work, and hopefully this period will have been a real interruption and we'll think not so much about dormitory suburbs but as real places for people to make a home and build a community.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.